welcome you to the readings of the I Ching. We're 14 years into these readings, Sunday to Sunday to Sunday, and it comes to you. We're around the world in so many countries, over 135 countries, and so many souls tune in to listen. Some people listen alone, some while they're walking, some in groups, and some with the one that you love. And the information comes to us at just the right time. So today, before you listen, ask a question, an internal question about your life path, love, commerce, art, whatever is in there, whatever question is, bring it out. Because that is the magic of the I Ching. It reaches in and talks to us about who we are in that great remembrance. The remembrance without time. Take a breath. You're home. Hearts open in dreams. In that moment I saw you, my shadow relieved. You know how that is sometimes? You think you're just walking in the shadow. You see nothing but darkness and wondering, when will I be relieved, right? The shadow is there to teach us, show us the light, the dark, the yin, the yang, the good, the evil, if you will. Hearts open in dreams. In that moment I saw you, my shadow relieved. As we open the book, we open the I Ching and ask for information, guidance, light, relief. And maybe the question is, what is this all about? You know, we're looking at a world right now that is following pattern after pattern. A circle of peace and war and light and love and hate and fear. So what do we do? We be the best people that we can be. We broadcast to our tribe, to our family, to our fellow pilgrims on the road, we broadcast love and peace. It's not hard, but you could take some heat from it. And in times like these, we got to be ready to take the heat. Hearts open in dreams. Think about your dream. Was your heart open in that dream? And then in the moment I saw you, who was it? Who was he? Who were they? Who was she? And the shadow got relieved. those moments, you know, we don't live necessarily for those moments, but when they come, that's called passion. And passion is the juice of life. So today, in casting for the I Ching, for the section that comes for advice for this week, for this day, for this time in our lives, individual lives, we draw number 3, Zun, sprouting. So in the translations of these words, these Chinese words, we can open up to that doorway. So what does it mean when we say sprouting? You see it. It's the time of year. It's the time of life. It's the time of love. And that brings us to the place we're really ready to shift, ready to move into our initiation. Because sprouting is the beginning of things, right? The seed is planted, and then it sprouts. And that seed, that's you, that's me. We're the seed, and we're sprouting now. So think about in your life, to ask the I Ching a question. I want an answer for whatever it is. What do you want to know? You want to know about your health? You want to know about your love life? You want to know about your abundance? You want to know about where you're going to live? One of the great Native American shamans begins their diagnosis with a few questions. When did you last dance? Think about that. When did you last sing? Where is your garden? Where is your water? Where is your tribe? So we come and now we're going to sprout because we've made the land ready, the fertile field. Field that's been touched by a deep nurturing where we come into opening our hearts to this place, coming in where we see what is the truth. Each section of the I Ching is made up of a hexagram, 6 lines, 3 above, 3 below. So we look to the meaning for the 3 above, and it says Kan, precipice and danger. Okay. Now we talked about going forward. We're at a precipice, so watch where your toes are. And below is in, to arouse, to excite, and to inspire. Coming into our passion, and where are we without our passion? We're just going in circles, you know, over and over and repeat the old patterns. And this is definitely not the time to be repeating patterns. We see the old patterns and we shift and we change, you see, because a new cycle has arrived. And this cycle is not being covert. There's no disguise. This is real. It's also tender. It's also delicate. It's also vulnerable. That's what this time is about, just as you are now, and we feel it. So we've gone through the world and been the best people we can be and planted seeds along the way. And some seeds we forgot we planted, and it sprouted. That's the surprise. It sprouted because you've done the work. You chopped the wood. You carried the water. Thank you, Ram Dass. As it rises from the depth of soul memory, it comes to you now with laced excitement, with laced in passion. Don't be turned off, right? Don't be taken off it. See, don't be turned off in that you're losing it, that you're not there, that you're confused. Look, confusion is wrought from that surprise that something came up. So look at it, accept it, and know that many new ventures are beginning to show, right? They haven't shown. They haven't really had clarity. And you can't really see it. You know, when the seed first sprouts, you don't know it. But you can feel it, right? It's under your feet, under your heart. You're feeling it. It is this lack of clear vision that can cause confusion as to how you should proceed, how you should move forward, and what or who to let go of and decide what will stay and be nurtured in this coming cycle of new growth. And it's important now that you really do realize it, that we're coming into a place of growth, and it's a seed sprouting, it's new growth, and we must nurture it. We cannot control it, but we can certainly nurture it. That confusion, asking where do I go, that must stay nurtured. That place where the seed is sprouting must be protected. Don't let your emotions take you off track. I mean, you know, you get excited, oh, okay, my garden is sprouting. I'm reminded of the story of the farmer who's planted his seeds and everything's coming up, and he looks out at the little sprouts coming up and he wonders, how's everything doing? And he goes up and pulls them up to look at the roots. We know what happens. Don't move too fast, you see. Your emotions will take you off track. Your emotions will knock out the spirit that wants to dance, that wants to open. So take and put all your energies together. Call on your hidden strength, okay? It's there. It's there. How do we know? We know it's there because we can believe it's there. And the moment your belief comes that you have hidden strength, then we can access it. And we access it through trusting our intuition. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Intuition. Initiation. It's about trust now as you master yourself in all these energies moving forward. Your intuition now is at its zenith, right? Because think about the seed. The seed somehow knows in that little seed that it's a plant or it's a tree, right? That's you. That's your seed that if you nurture it, it can be a plant, it can be a tree. It can be the beginning of a forest. Nurture it. Now, you say, well, I know what this is going to be. You don't know. We don't know. And if you trust now, you will move beyond fear and you'll move beyond doubt. All of your hopes and your skills and your desires are now coming together. That's what this hexagram says. This is the place of awakening and bringing to life a new growth cycle, meaning an old cycle is ended and now the seeds are sprouting and there's a new cycle coming in. So lighten up, be gentle with yourself, and protect this delicate and vulnerable beginning by gathering your strength through a rigid examination of your truth. This new cycle has begun because of your past hard work, right? You've done it, see? Knowingly or not, you've come to a place where you know it's time to let go of expectation and just let yourself be, right? A good exercise is something new is coming. Write down all your expectations and then burn it. I'm serious. So you're not holding on to anything and leave way for the surprise, because in the surprise is inherent growth. And that growth is what we're opening up the doorway to. It's magic, you see. It's magic. The magic of creation is no expectations. You see, you don't want to cloud your vision by projecting a future outcome Because if you project it, maybe you could make it happen, and we can do that, but it's not going to be anything like the gift that's waiting for us there. And what do we say? The moment you think you know what's going to happen, you're wrong. Not going to happen that way. So there is this fertile field out there where your seeds of passion and creation and love are opening to new growth. That's what this is about. This is the answer to your question. As you gather your forces, look deeply into the new area of your being where you are most self-confident, where you have the most appreciation of yourself. And from this point of view, you can tap into the voice of the inner wisdom, your intuition. How do we hear that voice? We hear that voice by coming to stillness. Right? I just did an interview with John Densmore, amazing musician. And John said, it's the place between beats. It's that stillness. That's where it all lies, in between beats. And man, he's right. He's right. Well, I'll mention it. I did an interview with him, the first of a series of interviews that I'm doing, which are the Wisdom Keepers. And John has some wisdom. And that is wisdom in there that says it's happening between the beats. Right. Intuition, we hear a lot about it, intuition. Intuition, it's the gateway. It's a gateway to the divine. In trusting this voice, you're open to receiving the wisdom to keep you safe, keep you on the mark, keep you going. And you can call this source whatever you want. You know, you want to call it God, you want to call it my connection with Jesus? Do I want to call it the work that I'm doing, the work that I've done? Whatever you want to call source, that's your source. And you can identify the voice. It could be a guide. It could be a teacher. It could be an angel. It doesn't matter what name you give it. Carl Jung said that angels live in the soul. Mm-hmm. So it's here for you now to tune in and to listen. If you feel confused, gather your courage. Dip into your inner sage or reach out to a wise person in the tribe. Ask for assistance to sort out these messages that are coming in. Sometimes it's confusing and we can just look outside. And it could be a wise friend, it could be a teacher, you know, or it could be one of those homeless people on the street. But it's that place where we can go and ask some questions, and don't be afraid to ask questions about your path, in that the only way questions are answered is by asking questions. Once you make the approach, have respect. If you're asking, listen and act on what you hear, right? Don't go to somebody and say, what do I do, and then you don't do anything about it. That's disrespect. If you're going to ask in the first place, you might hear something you don't want to hear. Well, you're being told, act on what you hear, act on what you're told. Yeah, you could find it in a book, maybe listening to a speech, listening to a discourse by great teachers like Thich Nhat Hanh, listening to that, listening to what His Holiness says, listening to the great teachers from now to back with our ancestors. This is the way we keep our channels open, keep our channels of reception open. Thunder and rain are coming simultaneously. Think about what that means in your life. It's loud. It's difficult to hear. Listen to the thunder and seek shelter from the rain. Yeah. You know, bravery is not saying, well, I'm just going to stand out here in the rain and let lightning hit me. That's not bravery. That's dumb. You know, you come into that place of openness, that place of light, and that place of loving, right, where new growth is coming. And with all new growth are risks, and risks that are not familiar. So courage and intuition are your guidance. Pause for a minute. Reflect, and then make your move. Don't be impulsive. Many things are in disarray around the world and around us individually. Friendships, relationships, inner workings in your community and the world community, in tribes, countries, all are trying to find a balancing point. That's what it is, you know, and that's where compassion lies. Everybody's just trying to find balance. Well, as that's going, don't try to change it. Don't try to fix anything because you're busy. You got new growth to attend to, right? You're tending the garden. Got it? You're busy. While digging deep into your intuitive self, these situations will reconcile without your interference if you truly let them be. Don't interrupt the growth of the plant, the seed, as it's coming up. In fact, were you to step away from this new growth to deal with the confusion, you'd keep these situations from finding their natural order in this new cycle, the cycle that brings with it the potential of strength and abundance, and would diminish and likely slip away all the advances and leave you out there grasping for air. Stay where you are. Stand your ground. That place where you are. See, you're going to surely find that there are obstacles coming up on your path. It's part of the deal. But these are temporary. It's like a thunderstorm. It comes, it shakes the earth, and then it goes, leaving moist, fertile fields, ground that has been prepared to birth anew. So we're in a cycle of growth and a cycle of birth. In humility, see your place between earth and heaven and realize that this cycle contains the nourishment of your inner being, the nourishment of a long-awaited evolution of spirit and self. Got it? You know, that's no lightweight statement. That we are now moving into a place. We're always in evolution, right? Moving. But now it's here. We've waited for this kind of strength. And it's passion that will feed it. So align with the greater good for all. That's the secret. That's the trick. Maybe there you can call it that. But align with what's good for everybody. You know? And make good for yourself. And good for yourself. And good for your tribe. That's cool. And as you do, include yourself in all of this. The way will be made clear. And it will open to a great and deep breath of movement and knowledge. Because as you sit in silence, the knowledge comes. I know we feel it right now, this birth of something new. It's difficult. It's a dangerous birth. It's a birth of new perspectives, a new way of thinking that will allow you to preserve and succeed. Perseverance in facing the coming storm of activity that will deliver abundance and joy, which will lead to brilliant completion. Well, we can open that door, and there's no doubt about that. We can come into that place of something new, and we can see this new way to live, right? Is it the recollection of the way we lived before? It could be. But coming to a place where all peoples are together as one big dream. You know what Joni Mitchell said, that was just a dream that some of us have. Well, I think that dream's alive. And I think by us looking and being the seekers, we open up that doorway because there we are. We are all seekers in business. All right, we got to do business. It could be in our art and our life. Find helpers, gifted helpers, to work with you and to advise you. In your personal relationships, communicate openly with a fresh approach to the truth you see, the truth that you feel. Get out of denying yourself, get out of the lie, and freely take counsel with trusted friends and teachers. Now's the time. In this way, you are protecting the vulnerability of this new way. This is a new plan, and for it is coming an understanding that you're gaining from experiencing your own vulnerability, right? New skin, old skin comes off, man, we're tender. And this leads to that place we said was delicate. that delicate path where love resides. We're walking the path, man. It is certain there's going to be some struggles. As these things are juxtaposed, these forces in our life, the struggle comes with the meaning of the light and dark forces, like we talked about. Talked about it in the haiku. The light and the dark forces are there, and you can't say, I'm only going to have light, no dark. You know, I'm going to have dark, no light. That's dangerous. But it's a balance of light and dark. The forces of light will open you to a loving sense of self, while the dark forces are going to try to use ego to attempt to take you off this evolutionary path. Be free. Walk freely. You want love? Be love. Trust the inner voice of truth. That quiet place comes from your inner knowing. It's in this place, in this truth, that can carry you to a higher level of receiving knowledge, insight, leading to success and abundance. That's our desire, you know. Follow your bliss, said old Joe Campbell, and Mr. Campbell, and the universe will open doorways that have been forever closed. You have problems, you have obstacles that come along, but just know they're going to be brief. Don't let them take you off course, right? Just see them, you know. Maybe you got to flow around them, right? Maybe you got to jump over them. But don't be in denial that they're there, because they are. The time may well have been in a place that you felt you were riding a difficult passage. Well, this way is a difficult passage. It's now requires diligent and patience. Patience with yourself. If things are too easy, don't trust it. You see, if something comes too easy, it might be great for that brief moment, right? That brief second, and then afterwards, what did I do? Because it's not gonna last, you know. Your magic will be found in your ability to make a relationship with the difficulties and allow you to disassemble them from the inside out. And in this way, what has sprouted is going to grow, and it will bring with it maturity. Maturity in your emotions and your spirit. Trust is here, see. Now you're going to trust in your intuition. And the more you trust your intuition, you're made stronger by taking action on what you feel, what you hear, what you move forward. This cycle is here now. It's bringing healing to you and bringing healing to all around you. It's just got to tune into the frequency. Tune into the frequency by your taking action. This will be felt. This will be activated, and you will join with souls that are your companions, where it brings harmony, where it brings you into a peaceful, peaceful place. And our non-geographical tribe tells us we're one, and there ain't no doubt about that. Trust this. That all is in perfect order. As we enter this new earth, this new golden age. I mean, look, it looks rough out there. But let's see what's in there. What can we learn when we come to our silence and trust that really resolution is there and it's real? And call for it. Embrace it. And then it can be yours. Multitudes of love and multitudes of abundance. Risk now, that's your ally. Fear, your fuel. What you hear is the call to your warrior self to protect your precious emotions, your precious creations, your ideas that will carry you with grace into the cycle that is being laid before you. Do not doubt that you are blessed. Be grateful. Raise your sword open to the truth. You know, trusting and knowing that we are blessed and people's spirit, love looks after us. It's happening in my life right now. You know, my friend Sanjita, who brought miracle medicine my way, brought the idea of light, idea of caring and love. My friends out there, the lovers, ones we meditate with, the ones we dance with, got to keep that doorway open. When did you last dance? I think you better dance today. Acha, yeah. You are love. You are the love that you have been waiting for. So be it, act it, and open up that doorway to your love. Because your love is special. That's the love of the dance, huh? Well, I've kept you on here for a while today. Some important things were to come out with this hexagram. A deeper understanding of shadow and light. And don't be scared of the shadow. Embrace it. Let the light shine, but not too bright. Use temperance. You're going to come and you're going to see great abundance waiting for you. Great abundance. And take what you need. And leave the rest. For your fellow pilgrims who are coming forward. For your fellow pilgrims who are bringing light. Who are bringing love into this great place of healing. This place of feeling. This place of the truth. Of who it is that you really are, yeah. Meditate on the light. Bless your fertile field. Don't pull your sprouts up by the roots. Let it grow. You're safe. You're home. Yeah. I always like to mention a few things that are happening in my life. I really want to remind you about this translation of mine that I read and I talk to about you every week. It comes from my book called The New Earth I Ching, available. Good little reference guide to have with you. In May 15th to the 20th, going to be in Big Sur at Esalen. Archaeology of the Soul. Going inside, going on that dig for heart and soul and for what the true meaning is. And we do it in community. We do it in this beautiful place above the sea. We do it in the place that we're blessed by the baths, by the air, by the beautiful trees as we grow. And we grow together because that's community, you see. We grow in community. Soon we'll be the Wisdom Keepers, getting that online. My friend Terry is mounting that up for me. And listen, I want to remind you, flirt. Nothing inappropriate, but just flirt. All you're doing is exciting light and love, that's all. Open up that doorway. Open up passion. As I tell you in that expression from down here in the 20th parallel, yep, still here. In la kesh alakin. I am the other you. And I like it that way. Yes, I do. Namaste, my brothers, my sisters. Make love, not war. Devastation comes, and we rise above it, and we do that with light, and we do that with love. Adios for today. In Lakesh Alakin. Yep, it's the truth. I definitely am the other you. Namaste, y'all. Namaste.